It's Nick Johnstone, senior reporter at EG. I'm joined by Jason Margrave, who is the newly appointed executive director of development at Quintain. He's just joined from Stanhope, where he was for 11 years. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, happy to be here.
So first of all, let's just talk a bit about the future of Quintain, really, because the fact that you've been appointed seems like quite an interesting time to sort of take stock of where the company is going. Could you just talk me through the future of the company?
Yeah, sure. So basically, at the moment, the Quintain is we're motoring along at Wembley with 3,000 units underway at Wembley, all built to rent at the moment. So, but come 2020, 2021, we'll have developed a fair proportion of Wembley. So my role, looking beyond Wembley, is to start to build up the pipeline and the portfolio in terms of where's the next Wembley coming from. So we've got a fantastic skill set within the business that's all to do with placemaking, understands build to rent, understands office leasing. We've done the London Designer Outlet Centre. So in pure mixed-use placemaking, we've got a fantastic experience. And my job is now really to harness that skill set and to put us up there with the rest of our peer group, the Lendleases, the Stanhopes, the Argents, etc. And we want to be very much seen as a partner of choice in the same way as, you know, we have a fantastic working relationship in Brent with Brent Council. We want to now go out there and we want to showcase what we've done at Wembley and actually say, can we come to your borough and can we do the same for you? And I think, you know, in a London-wide context, there are some fantastic opportunities and there is more than enough out there for us to get in and compete for.
Yeah, I mean, Quintain historically has been very much a kind of mixed-use developer, which has sort of rationalised its portfolio over recent years, and now you're very much associated with that Wembley project. What are you going to be doing to take on new opportunities? Are you going to be looking at different geographies, or?
I think ideally we want to focus on London and the South East, and I think there are enough opportunities coming out. If you look at who the major landowners are going forward of scale, their local authorities, their estates that have had underinvestment for decades, local authorities are starting to wake up to, you know, looking for new innovative models of partnering with the private sector to accelerate development, possibly to ring fence a long-term income stream. If you look at what NUMA potentially trying to do at the Carpenters Estate, and I think you'll see more local authorities in that space and trying to adopt similar types of models. You've got the public sector bodies like Transport for London or NHS Estates. So I think just purely in London and South East, there's a fantastic pool of opportunity. That being said, you know, Quintain isn't blinkered to looking beyond London. So if opportunities of scale were to arise in Manchester or Birmingham or wherever, you know, we wouldn't immediately discount them.
Yeah. What would an opportunity of scale look like then?
In an ideal world, we would want something of at least 1,000 units in terms of residential. So it has to be scale. We've got good experience now coming through from Wembley to understand that it's all about scale in terms of driving the operational efficiencies and economies. So 1,000 units really sort of is the sweet spot for us. Ideally, a mix of uses, because if you're creating a place rather than a dormitory, you want to have those mix of uses. You want to have office people or retail coming through the scheme during the day whilst people have left their residences to go out to work and vice versa. So it needs to be a 24/7 sort of community. So it needs to be, the sites need to be of sufficient scale to drive 1,000 residential units or thereabouts and a mix of other complementary uses, ideally as well linked close to transport.
And would you retain that residential under your PRS brand, which I think is called TP?
In an ideal, yes, again, ideally we would. We're building that platform up. It's got good experience now coming through at Wembley. So the logical progression is that TP would, you know, bring all of that that knowledge to bear in managing a wider portfolio. But we're not, you know, we're open to conversation, you know, depending on who the landowner is or who the partner is. So, but in an ideal world, yes.
And do you have a target sort of size? What's your sweet spot in terms of future residential pipeline?
There's no upper limit. As you said at the beginning, we're in growth mode. So for now, we haven't really set ourselves an upper target. Arguably, where are we? We're 7,000 or 8,000 units at Wembley. It would be good to think that over, you know, the next 5-7 years, we could build a similar pipeline outside of Wembley of a similar scale. But the business hasn't set an upper limit at this moment in time. We're just opportunistically looking at what the possibilities are.
And what could you just talk us a little bit through the actual structure, company structure, and the funding, which has obviously changed. Quintain used to be a listed entity and now is owned by Lone Star.
Yes, so, and you'll forgive me because I'm still working this out, only sort of 5 weeks in, but so I would say up till 2 years or so ago, as you rightly say, Quintain was a public company. It was, I think, it's fair to say, saddled with a fair degree of debt, and that really had a bearing on how it could operate. And it was doing stuff at Wembley very hand-to-mouth in a very, you know, sort of very piecemeal, one phase at a time. And it wasn't, I don't think it was, you know, being sort of critical, having come in, I don't think it was sort of holistically looking at everything it had at Wembley in terms of its ownership. And it was also having to consolidate down its portfolio, having grown, you know, phenomenally over sort of the preceding decade, and having, you know, whether it be the Greenwich Peninsula or having a pharmaceutical or pharmacare business to owning an IT operator, a broadband provider, you know, it was pretty entrepreneurial, but at the same time, it had saddled itself with a fair degree of debt. And Lone Star came in 2 years ago, seeing the opportunity, seeing the scale of the opportunity, 85 acres, you know, in London. And so it bought Quintain 100%. It took it all private. It's wiped out its debt. It's now pumped us full of cash, as it's keen now to accelerate the delivery of Wembley, which is what we're getting on and doing. And it's keen to grow Quintain, as I say, beyond Wembley.
It's it's interesting that we're talking about a traditionally sort of private equity company that has come along and is actually interested in getting involved in long-term, large-scale mixed-use regeneration. And often that kind of skill set has been kind of more associated with your more kind of patient capital. Is Lone Star actually in this for the long haul?
I think nobody can really crystal ball gaze, to be honest, but I think it's safe to say that at some point over the next 4 to 5 years there will be an event that will mean that Lone Star in some way, shape or form will exit out of Quintain. Now, whether it exits out of Quintain in terms of selling it just Wembley Park as an asset with an income stream from 3,000 or 4,000 residential units with the rest of the development land still to be developed, but holds on to Quintain in terms of a company with a skill set which gives it access to other longer-term regeneration opportunities, remains to be seen, but I think it's pretty much common knowledge that at some point during the next 4 to 5 years there will be some form of event where the ownership will change, whether wholly or in part.
Yeah, indeed. And just while we're on the subject of Wembley specifically, could you just talk us through what's happening next there?
So where we are at the moment, we are about 1,000 units delivered to date on site. We have currently got committed now in this business plan 3,000 further residential units, all of which will be built to rent, managed by TP. They are currently all on site at various stages. So we have some that are core complete and frame and cladding going on, to others that are currently just in the ground doing piling. We've also got an office building, which is part pre-let to Network Homes, the RSL, and we'll be marketing up the rest of that space during the remainder of this year. We're just about to launch on our retail, because we've got 250,000 square feet across the estate and the ground floors of all the buildings, in addition to the London Designer Outlet Centre. So next year very much sees us going into a hard launch of the retail proposition at Wembley. We've got public realm improvements ongoing. There's a very ambitious and transformative public realm program that's going on now, that's just started from Wembley Park all the way down to the stadium, which will transform your whole arrival at Wembley Park. So really, really exciting what's going on here at the moment.
Great. And just so that our listeners will know where to look, where do you think your next opportunity is going to arise from? Are we talking about somewhere in zones kind of 2 to 5, or outside London?
I would say it's zones 1 to 5. Zones 1 to 5. That's where we're actively looking at the moment. So if anyone knows of anything, then yeah, get in touch.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much for your time, Jason.
No, that's brilliant. Thanks very much, Nick.
Bye.
All right. Bye.